guest for me? Good afternoon. Good afternoon, and welcome to Born on the 4th of July, right here at Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Barbara Jean, the host for the next 2 hours, and I say thank you for listening in. And aren't we wonderfully technical today? This is an extraordinary moment in which to live. We can just reach so far, and our voices can go out all over the world. And I say thanks for all of this wonderful technology. And I'm hoping you'll bear with me. I have a bit of a cold today. I believe we have a guest lined up for this hour, and I was just checking to see if the guest is with us, or will that be in a few minutes? No answer here yet. Okay, well, guess we'll see about that guest. Anyway, a couple of items that I can bring back to you that I just want to follow up on. We talked a lot about the amnesty tour, and I just find it very fascinating. So I want to get you the full story so you can look for it in your area. It started about February 25th, if you were not aware, and this was in Rhode Island. And they had their first meeting there. And it was reported in the paper on the East Coast that Latino lawmakers and advocates are taking a new approach to the push for changes in U.S. immigration policy. And so there you have, they're out going to do something different, and they're going to appeal to the support of fellow citizens here in the United States who may have relatives living in this country in fear of detention and deportation. And so they're having community meetings at churches in 17 cities. And, of course, the first one was held February 27, 2009 in Providence, Rhode Island. We are going to focus on the families and put this in a biblical and moral perspective, said Representative Luis Gutierrez, Democrat of Illinois, who created the model for the campaign with meetings in Chicago and New York prior and then setting the agenda for stops in 17 different cities and going into the churches. And so we're going to finish this 17-city tour, he said. We will take the testimonies from across the nation, and then we will present them to President Obama. Now, for those of you who may have missed out, I recommended that you go and do a search, use a search engine of your choice, but put in Amnesty Tour, and you'll get the information that I'm helping you with. And also, you could put Amnesty Tour St. George, and you then will get some pictures that will give you a perspective. Now, I'm concerned that Mr. Gutierrez feels comfortable with brown berets and their carrying of the Aztlan flag and also the Mexican flag as he is entering the chapel there in St. George Chapel, Ontario, California, the date March 7th, 2009. Also, I'm very concerned that he was in San Francisco prior, and our Speaker of the House was there as well, encouraging this to go across the country. And there were petitions that were handed out for people who were in the audience to address President Obama with this petition. And here comes the music. We'll be right back. More of the story about the Amnesty Tour.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 308-0408 or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and we have a guest for you, and we'll bring him right on. I just don't want to leave you hanging on this story, this concern that is very much an important thing for citizens to be aware of, this amnesty tour going along all across the country in various churches, sponsored by Luis Gutierrez, Democrat, Representative out of Illinois to the Congress, and also Representative Baca, I believe he's out of California, and they're taking this to the churches, to the people, and asking them to petition President Obama. Pelosi is involved as well, and my question is, how can they be comfortable with brown berets there on guard in California, unfurling the Mexican flag and also the flag of Aztlan? So just so you know, it may be coming to your state real soon. On March 15th, they were in Mission, Texas. March 21, scheduled for Chicago, Illinois. March 21, Joliet, Illinois. March 22, Milwaukee. March 27th, Las Vegas, Nevada. March 28, Orlando, Florida. March 29, Miami. April 4th, Philadelphia. And Gutierrez has recently spoken with Napolitano of Homeland Security, and this is his quote: "She was a breath of fresh air. And you know what? She told me the raid," he's referring to the recent raid in Bellingham, Washington, "was done without her knowledge. After that, she said she was deeply disturbed and that she's going to take a complete review." In Rhode Island, the kickoff state, this is a comment: "We are going to take these testimonies when they reach Washington. It's going to move a mountain." And that's Reverend Eliseo Nogueras, president of the Hispanic Ministerial of Rhode Island. Ladies and gentlemen, go to your search engine, go to Google, and put in Amnesty Tour St. George, and then you can see the pictures. I think it's very important that you do this. Today's guest, Edgar Steele, and I say good afternoon to you. It's been a while. This is an attorney. He has a website, Conspiracy Pen Pal, a newsletter, also a website. He's author of a book, Defensive Racism. He's an author, a trial lawyer, worked on the West Coast for many years in San Francisco, a graduate of the University of Washington, also a graduate from UCLA, I believe in law school, an MBA from the University of California, Berkeley. You've done a lot of stuff, plus you've got a sense of humor, and I say good afternoon and welcome.
Hello, Barbara Jean. Thank you. It's good to be back.
Well, I have a new residence right here at Republic Broadcasting Network, so I
see that. You got some of my good friends as your co-host there on that network.
All right. Well, you know, this last week, President Obama has sort of softened his stance a bit and has said maybe it isn't as bad as we think. What do you say?
I think it's worse than we think. In fact, I've read the words in his public pronouncement concerning amnesty. And based upon my study of his prior statements, which have been far from the truth, I might add, it's clear that he is promising amnesty to all the illegal aliens now in the United States of America.
You know, it's interesting, just a little story here, as I encourage the listeners to go to their computers, and then if they don't have one, go to Aunt Tilly's, because you need to see the demonstration that is available on the Internet of what took place at that St. Chapel or cathedral. I'm not sure of its description there, but it's a St. George Church in Ontario, California. It sends chills down my spine that that can be acceptable to congressmen. What do you think? How could they do that?
Well, I'm not so much concerned about all that as I am about the brewing civil war in Mexico and what that implies for the future. We think we have a lot of illegal aliens in the country right now. Just wait until the war breaks out in earnest. There will be tens of millions of them flooding across that southern border. I think all of this amnesty business is important because they will come into this country with the expectation that they can get amnesty as well, and this government is going to give it to them because they will truly be refugees. We should do something right now to secure the border and set up camps on the other side of it, not on this side of it.
I'm with you on that page, but let's just wait a minute before we get there. I have a question, a legal question for an attorney that has a sense of humor. And to you listeners out there who may not be familiar with Edgar Steele, he can write an essay with punch, and then he can also make you laugh and cry at the same time. I do think that's one of your finest attributes, and it's fun to talk to you again. I appreciate your expertise, but going back first, is there any kind of a legal element here of Representative Baca and Representative Gutierrez formulating this tour across the nation and then the churches? And I know there isn't any legal story on the separation of church and state, though a lot of people think there is. There isn't, I don't believe. Then what about being a representative of Chicago into the Congress and then associating with people who have these foreign flags, so-called, as you have your program? How does that work?
Well, I think they should be forced to register as lobbyists for a foreign country because that's clearly what they're doing. I think they should be impeached and removed from office. And if there were a revolutionary government in charge of this country, they'd be taken out and shot. Is that strong enough for you?
I keep thinking they shouldn't have their pay. I don't think they are deserving of the taxpayers' pay for a congressperson representing the United States.
Well, I don't either, but then I don't think there's a single congressperson serving today that deserves his or her pay. You're talking as though the law has some relevance. You're talking as though the Constitution is not a dead letter. In fact, the Constitution has not applied to this country for quite some time, and existing written law is of no consequence to our current erstwhile rulers. And people really need to get that loud and clear. We stopped being a government of laws a long time ago, and we are a government of men. The law is what those men say it is from time to time.
If you were going to have one of these little events come to your area and settle in one of your area's churches, shouldn't the people resist this?
I hadn't even thought about that. If they tried to come to North Idaho and put on one of these things, they'd be lucky to get out alive, quite frankly. No, it would be strongly resisted. It would be protested up the wazoo, and they'd be thrown out of town, if not ridden on a rail.
Well, you know, I'm looking at the list, and I don't see Northern Idaho, but I do see, and this disturbs me very much, I do see Philadelphia.
I'll bet you don't see New Hampshire.
I don't see New Hampshire.
Oh, funny thing about that. I'll bet you probably don't see Montana either.
Well, no, there's not Montana. They didn't make the
grade. Or North Dakota. Is North Dakota on the list?
No.
Gee, I wonder why. You know, that provides a nice segue into another hot button of mine just now, which is the nascent states' rights movement that is taking place in a number of states in this country.
You're talking about the Tea Parties?
I'm talking about the Tea Party and something that goes way beyond that. And it's best exemplified by the legislation that's been introduced in the state of New Hampshire, which goes way beyond what has been introduced in Washington, Montana, North Dakota, and I think eight other states, where they put the federal government on notice that any acts ultra-constitutional will brand it as being illegal, and they will declare all acts outside the Constitution null and void. Not just illegal, but null and void from the beginning. In other words, they will effectively secede from the Union. Now, good luck at passing that, and if they do pass it, good luck at enforcing it. The South learned that 150 years ago.
But this has been introduced.
It has been introduced in legislation in New Hampshire, and it is the most far-reaching states' rights piece of legislation currently active in the U.S. I think there's something pending now in 11 different state legislatures, but most of them are single-issue items, like the one in Montana, which just talks about thou shalt not infringe the Second Amendment, O federal government.
I see. Well, this is extraordinary, and we need to get a copy of what's going on in New Hampshire and send it everywhere. Courage is there. That's a little bit hopeful. We're quite late in the game. Just one other comment before I forget it, and then we'll go back to the idea of refugees. I am aware that the Financial Times, the German version, this very day on the 16th of March, is giving an article great play about Mr. Obama having to rethink his cap and trade ideas, where he had projected that by 2012 he would have gleaned $646 billion in the auction for emission permits. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a big story, and I hope all of you green people out there, and I consider myself an environmental green person, I like green grass, I think we ought to be good stewards of the planet, I say hiss boo on cap and trade big time. And we had a governor here in Utah that was so eager, he ran back to the Obama campaign to say, hey, my heart is pounding, I'm a cap and trade guy. But I thought that was very interesting, and this is an article, I must give credit, Reinhard Honigglass, Financial Times. We'll be right back, and we'll start right at the border when we return. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. Today's guest, Edgar Steele.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July and today's guest, Edgar Steele. And Mr. Steele, do you speak Chinese?
Do I speak Chinese? Better you should ask, do I speak Spanish? You know, as much as I'm concerned about the Chinese, I don't think they're going to try to invade America. They may get provoked to the point where they nuke a few of our cities, but I don't think it'll be necessary to speak Chinese in the aftermath because they wouldn't be stupid enough to try to occupy any part of America. Be more concerned about the threat from south of the border. That's my mantra these days. People are ignoring that. But consider the following, Barbara Jean. You know about the rail cars for transporting prisoners. You know about the camps, and you know that it's not just an urban legend anymore because those Halliburton contracts were made public last year. And you know about the government's sudden surge to control guns. You know that they want to confiscate guns in the worst way. And the Department of Defense just issued an edict that all fired brass has to be destroyed. No more of that being sold to private citizens for reloading. This all ties together
into a single thing.
The camps may not be for us primarily. They may be for all those tens of millions of Mexicans flooding across the border. And they may want to disarm us because they're afraid of the shooting war that will result. Think about it. It makes sense. I think there's far more of a threat from south of the border than any place else in the world right now.
Well, you know, I do too. And this, of course, has been a real big issue on any broadcast that I have done. Almost every week, we would return to the idea of the fact that we were being invaded, and somehow the state legislature here in the state in which I live and reside seems totally oblivious and wanting to extend more to make the illegal alien enterer be more comfortable and have more largesse and have more help. And if we haven't done enough, then we better do some more. And let's not stop educating or anything like that. Let's feed them, give them WIC, give them everything, and then we'll all be happy. And, you know, it's so interesting. I pled with this interim committee all last year to be aware, look at the statistics, look at the reports from the former Border Patrol that are being provided with the daily translation of all the deaths and all the killings and all the beheadings. Nothing seemed to faze them. And so often it's the same way if you speak to your neighbor. They do not listen or choose to listen. But it's true, there's a war down there, a big war.
Well, there is a big war, and there's some evidence that's come out now that the drug cartels have a standing army almost equal in size to the legitimate Mexican army.
And I'd like you to repeat that sentence very slowly for the listener out there to consider. What is it? I think it's a number of about 130,000 strong. Why don't you just say that story again?
The Mexican army, the legitimate Mexican army, numbers around 120 to 130,000. There are reports now, legitimate reports, that, and credible ones, I might add, that the drug cartels now count a little over 100,000 men in their army. And their army is not confined just to Mexico anymore. All you have to do is go to Phoenix, which has become the new kidnap capital of America, to see the Mexican drug cartel army in action.
And you'd think that would kind of alarm Napolitano, but she's going to think about it with Mr. Gutierrez and see if these deportations are necessary. I mean, it's an incredible story. Incredible as if, let's hang a sack over our head and not look at our first and major problem. No one's looking after for the American citizen and the safety of your children or mine, are they? They do not care. You must be correct that there's no lawful government.
Barbara Jean, I hate to tell you this, but the telephone line that we're communicating on is deteriorated to the point where I can barely hear you and I can't understand you at all.
Oh, dear, can you hear me better now?
That's better.
All right, let's just talk in it like that, okay? My question was, your answer or your explanation of no government would have to fill in that slot if we can't defend our border or if we don't care or if we turn our backs on the potential of this refugee crisis. I do believe that's the status or the description that those in authority would appreciate, because then everybody would have to stay and nobody would bother anybody, right?
Well, that ain't going to happen. There are already too many guns, too much ammunition in possession of Americans today. And when we actually get invaded, and make no mistake, this is an invasion that is taking place right now. But when it begins in earnest, because that will be when the civil war in Mexico breaks out in earnest, then there will be vigilante groups formed up throughout America to redress and deal with the violence that will be brought by the Mexicans to us. And when that happens, our government will begin to shoot us in the streets. And when that happens, it will be the beginning of the second American Revolution.
Here comes the music, and maybe it's a good time as we think of that sobering.
Yeah, I'll go take a bicarb during the break.
All right.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. 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 The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. Dramatically reduced. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. 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 The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. Time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed.com.
Hi there, back with Born on the 4th of July, and I'm hoping you can hear me better, Mr. Edgar Steele. You have sort of an economic background. You have an MBA. Where on earth do you think the money has gone, and do you speak Spanish? Are you there? Okay, we're going to get Edgar back on right away. And we'll be having him answer those questions. In the meantime, I will remind all of us that in November 2008, the U.S. Army War College released the report entitled Known Unknowns, Unconventional Strategic Shocks in Defense, Strategy Development. The report identifies economic collapses as a reason for the defense established to conduct domestic operations. Now remember, this is your army conducting domestic operations. The report goes on. Widespread civil violence inside the United States would force the defense establishment to research and to reorient its priorities in extremists to defend basic domestic order and human security. Getting ready, November 2008. Edgar, are you with me?
I'm with you again, Barbara Jean. We got cut
all
off.
All right. Welcome back.
This line's better.
Okay. And this question was, do you speak Spanish?
Oh, that was my question, as I recall.
Well, it sounds like we all need to take Spanish for sure. But we're talking about this very, very serious thing that's happening to us, this kind of a transformation, this kind of an invasion that is not being observed. And also, we have this financial collapse that I was just repeating, where in November 2008, the U.S. Army War College released their report, Known Unknowns, Unconventional Strategic Shocks in Defense Strategy Development. In other words, let's talk about being on ground for what's going to happen in the United States against our own citizens. And we're talking about the scenario that might bring us to that point. And it's not far distant. We have all the ingredients, don't we?
Well, we certainly do. And it gets worse. You know, there now is circulating on the Internet this detailed document from the Missouri Police Department, which has been spread throughout the state of Missouri and now across America, which labels as domestic terrorists all of the following: Ron Paul supporters, libertarians, members of the Constitutional Party, people who display bumper stickers with political slogans other than Democrat and Republican, people who own gold, people who fly a U.S. flag. And this flyer equates all of those people with radical race hate groups and terrorists. Talk about an alarming trend.
And then they actually kind of respond in a limp way on why they have written that. They just kind of have to be prepared, right?
Well, they have to be prepared. They're not making any apologies for it. They're not saying that it was a mistake. And they're continuing to disseminate it. I have a copy of the document in front of me, and everything that I've said is absolutely true. I've read it.
How can they get away with it?
Like, as I told you, we are a nation of men. We are not a nation of law. They do whatever they want to.
Coming to a city near you, not just Missouri, right?
Absolutely. It's already come to most cities.
Okay, now we have to have some solutions. Do you have any solutions?
Sure. Build a fence across the border. Bring home the troops from Iraq. Station them on the border. Build concentration camps in Mexico. Force the Mexican government to prop itself up and defend itself against those drug cartels. Legalize drugs in this country and pull the teeth of the drug cartels. Force all the Mexican refugees, including the ones already in America, back across the border and into those Mexican camps that they have to pay for. How's that for starters?
Well, I'm excited. You were really prepared, and I hope you have it written down and you will repeat it.
Oh, that's not prepared. You want me to get prepared? I can do much better than that. That was just off the top of my head, Barbara Jean.
Well, I don't know, but let's find the way to Washington and put you somewhere with a mic. You know,
yeah, good luck with that. I'm a domestic terrorist, according to this document, don't forget.
Well, yes, you know, I'm amazed by that because I have actually taken that one that they did in Arizona a few years back by the FBI, and anybody that was concerned about the UN or, you know, same kind of description, they were considered
Christians, homeschoolers,
right.
Vegetarians. I believe that those were words used in that flyer that you're talking about as well.
And I took that to Senator Hatch's office in Provo and suggested, you know, I felt like that was describing some of the things that I felt. And I guess they still have that down there. It was from the FBI, for heaven's sakes.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't nearly as bad as this thing that's come out of Missouri now, either. Now, things are definitely coming to a head. We live in interesting times these days, Barbara Jean. I wouldn't worry about Obama's spending in the year 2012. I don't think America will exist in any recognizable form by that time.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I've got a little bit of a cold today, so I hope the listeners will bear with me with this kind of funny voice. But, Edgar, do you feel like you're ready for what you sincerely believe is coming down the pike?
I'm as ready as I can be. I've been preparing for 10 years now.
Okay. And can you help the listener out there who thinks maybe the trend of this discussion is just far and above anything that they might be able to absorb? Why you think it's so urgent that they listen? And also, if there's any caller out there far and wide that would like to present his position or ask a question, we invite you to join with us here just by dialing 800-313-9443. We're available to speak with you. That's why we're here. We're here to speak out on America. And, you know, don't you love this country of what it once was and what you would like to provide for your family in the future? It's a great love that many people feel. You've made many sacrifices. You have been on most television people. You've been on Geraldo. You've been on CNN. You've been on Fox News. Do you tell the same story when you're out there?
If I'm allowed to tell it, there's no question that I'm allowed greater breadth on a program like yours than in most places. I'd never be allowed to say this sort of thing on network TV.
Well, it's interesting to me how I look at the newspaper every day and I think, where are the headlines about this war on the border? Where does it say 1,400 people have been beheaded, killed, put in acid, mutilated, or whatever? Just so
well,
close
I'll
to it.
I'll tell you where the headlines are, Barbara Jean. They're in the presses that are stopping running now. And they aren't coming out, and that's one of the reasons that all these papers are going out of business. The most recent one to announce serious trouble is the San Francisco Chronicle, a legendary liberal newspaper. And they could be out of business by this time next week. They're going out of business right and left because they won't tell the truth.
Well, they deserve that, then. Never before have we needed a clear identification with the people who can read. So many people do not read or choose not to. And I don't know what they're putting in their brains these days, because it's essential to read and grasp and have a variety of avenues to find your knowledge and your news. And most people just look at the TV. So that's unfortunate. But, you know, I was thinking the other day, if they would print some of these things that they're signing in Congress so people could halfway understand them. As an attorney, you probably understand them better, but people can get the drift. And just the titles of the bills, it's just so funny to me. They dance around the issues and say such and such has passed, but they don't tell the people what's in it until it's too late. And also,
they don't even read them.
The other thing is to hold the Congress responsible. See, I feel like those Congress people that are having their little tour should not be paid from the coffers of the United States taxpayers' dollar. No pay. Thank you. Wally in Idaho, welcome. Go ahead, please.
I'd just like to make a comment, Barbara Jean. You know, we have about 30 million illegal aliens in the United States. And a lot of these people, they're not really interested in becoming citizens of the United States. What they want to do is they basically want to make the Southwest United States to become Mexico. They want to speak Spanish. They're not really interested in learning English. And they want to fly the Mexican flag on American soil. So we literally have this invasion of people coming into the United States, and the American people are asleep. You know, this is really a great danger to our nation. And the other great danger to our nation is our own government. I hate to say this, but our own government, the president refuses to enforce our immigration laws and abide by the Constitution. So we actually have an illegal government, since it's not abiding by the Constitution. So we're in a real bad state of affairs here, and the American people need to wake up. And I know a lot of Americans are out there. They're working one or two jobs. They have a family to take care of, maybe go to school and get re-educated and so forth. So they're really busy. And they're thinking, well, how can I stay informed and keep up with current events and so forth? And, you know, fight this battle and win back our country. And I'd like to say that if you're really busy and you can't get involved, you know, politically with some action group, what you can do is you can find a good group that you like that's working to save our country and make a contribution to them. Now, this contribution only needs to be, you know, even if you can only afford $10 a month, it makes a huge difference to these organizations, because if they get $10 a month from a million people, they've got $10 million. So if you can even contribute just a small amount, it makes a huge difference, you know, and it adds up. But we're in a situation in our country where we have all these groups that are politically active. If we sit back and do nothing, if we're passive, we're literally going to lose our country, because we're fighting a second American Revolution right now. And we must get active, or we must contribute to politically active groups if we're to save our country. Thank you, Barb Jean.
Thank you for your comment. Any comment, Mr. Steele?
Yeah, you're brand new on Republic Broadcast Network. In fact, is this your first show, Barbara Jean?
This is my third, so we're going to get even better, you know, but you're making it better. But I mean, I'm talking about just some of the little technical things of in and out and when the bumper music is and going to come and so forth. But we'll get on it. But, yes, this is the third time on RBN.
Well, what I would suggest that people do who are listening, who are of a mind to make a contribution, is they send a contribution to Republic Broadcast Network.
There you go. You know, it is fascinating, because I think the sound is really pretty good on this particular network coming over. We have a caller. Larry in Washington, we say good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July.
Good morning to both of you two.
Okay.
Edgar, I love your nickel rants. Fact of the matter is, I was over in Idaho trying to get a hold of you when I was on vacation last month or last year. I wonder, are you still adamant about your belief in silver taking over a big jump?
Absolutely.
Towards, you know, moderating the difference between gold and silver on the two metals?
Remember, gold and silver are money. The dollar is not money. The dollar is paper. And the fundamentals for silver are better than for gold.
Okay, that's all I want to know, Edgar. Thanks.
There you go. Do you want to help the listeners out there just a little bit more, enlarge on this idea of currency versus the metals and so forth? If you would, go ahead. I know you're informed on that issue.
There's never been a fiat currency in history, and the U.S. dollar is a fiat currency, so-called because its value is set by the government. It is what the government says it is. It's backed by nothing. You can't trade it for anything, not since Nixon took us off the gold standard. Therefore, it truly isn't really money, because it's not what you could call a store of value, a necessary component of the definition of money. Gold and silver have been money for time immemorial. They are money 300 years ago, and they will be money 300 years from now, and probably 3 years from now, there's a pretty good chance that the dollar won't even exist anymore, because it's headed for a hyperinflationary swirl, and we're just stepping into it. The dollar's going away, and it's going to take your pension with it. It's going to take your savings with it. It's going to take your IRA with it. If you want to protect yourself, put at least some of your nest egg, if not all of it, into precious metals, which will help you to bridge the financial chaos that we are now hurtling into.
And we are hurtling into it. They're talking about the World Bank has never had such losses before. We're having people say, where did the money go? We have the president now kind of changing a little bit and saying it's not as bad as the economy, because it, you know, everybody was so grim and it was so down, but 40 to 45% of the world's wealth is now being stated that it's been destroyed in a year and a half. Where did the money go? Who are the bandits? Do you have any comments on those two questions?
Yeah, I'm not sure you want me to say it right out loud. Central bankers are the usual culprits, and yes, they're guilty again. Where did the money go? Well, they like to tell you that it evaporated into thin air, like when the stock market declined from 14,000 to go under 7,000 recently. It didn't go into thin air. It went into somebody's pocket, because when the stock market declined, there were other people on the other side of all those trades that led to its decline. So that money went someplace, and it's in their pocket, just like Bernie Madoff. People like to say that, how much was it, $50 billion that they think that he made off with, so to speak? Well, it didn't just disappear. It's someplace, and I'll tell you where it is. It's in Israel. It's in Israeli banks right now that refuse to report to us about it.
We'll go to break here. We'll be right back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Kelarex from scienceformulas.com. Kelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Kelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Kelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Kelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Kelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
Robin in Utah, are you with us?
I'm with you, Barbara Jean.
There
good to hear your show today.
You're on with Edgar Steele.
Hello, Mr. Steele. I'm glad to hear you on the air today.
Well, thank you. How are you?
I have a little question for you, and I think the question will apply especially in these times for a lot of people who are working one job and not really surviving, or working two jobs just to survive, and that is where they say invest in gold and silver. But those people who are sending all their money out in checks to pay bills and don't have any money for investing, how are they going to make the transition to gold and silver when they don't have money to go invest in it?
Well, I would say it's worse than that. They shouldn't be putting any money into gold and silver until they've taken care of the essentials, like getting out of the city, which entails taking a job that pays even less, or putting up a stock of prepared foods that will last, or getting a dependable water supply, or starting a garden, or putting by medical supplies, or storing up fuel, or any of a number of other things that should be done before you think about gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
Only when you take care of the priorities. Only then.
You think the transition out of paper is going to be within the next 3 to 5 years, huh?
Certainly by 2012.
You think the paper will be collapsed by then?
Yes.
Or before?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We're going to try to go to another caller. Appreciate your calling in. We can go next then to Sally in Ohio. Are you there?
Hi, yeah, I'm Sally from Ohio.
Thank you.
It's good to hear both of you. I was doing just a little, small amount of research on the state sovereignty resolutions that are floating about. And according to this 10th Amendment Center on the Internet here, it did say that the New Hampshire bill was killed in the House on, I believe it was the 4th.
Oh, that's bad. I did love
the New Hampshire bill because of the language. And I was posting back and forth with some of the other protesters here in Ohio from Freedom Alliance, and they did all say that they thought the language was too strong. But I did a little more research, and West Virginia has closely aligned language to the New Hampshire bill, which was I was really glad to hear that. But
well,
the other bills are taking baby steps. The other resolutions,
nice
New Hampshire, West Virginia,
none of them
really
are going to have
language.
Any effect.
Pardon?
None of them will have any effect, but
I know, it's symbolic. They're non-binding resolutions. I thought that myself. It's busy work, I thought. And I don't know if these organizations that are supposedly protesting are just, being put out by the opposition to kind of be a, so that they can form a database of who is actually protesting in numbers, so to speak.
I think you're being too paranoid to take that kind of step.
That's a possibility.
Well, you know, that's great information that you have, Sally, and very helpful and helps us all be better informed. We appreciate your listening, and we hope to provide a lot of good guests for you in the future. So thank you for being aware of Born
on the
4th of July.
You're welcome. And just one last comment, though. I'm not to be paranoid, but you might want to watch out for the Glenn Beck types that come out in opposition because they swing both ways and they're kind of...
Our time is up. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ed.
We'll do it again.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.